Pope Benedict welcomed his guests, saying he had arranged for the gathering in order to strengthen the bonds of friendship and solidarity between the Holy See and Muslim communities throughout the world.
Je voudrais aujourd'hui redire.
I should like to reiterate today all the esteem and the profound respect that I have for Muslim believers, calling to mind the words of the Second Vatican Council, which for the Catholic Church are the Magna Carta of Muslim-Christian dialogue. The Church looks upon Muslims with respect. They worship the one God, living and subsistent, merciful and almighty, creator of heaven and earth, who has spoken to humanity and to whose decrees, even the hidden ones, they seek to submit themselves wholeheartedly, just as Abraham, to whom the Islamic faith readily relates itself, submitted to God.
The Holy Father said he has, from the beginning of his pontificate, sought to continue establishing bridges of friendship with the adherents of all religions, showing particular appreciation for the growth of dialogue between Muslims and Christians.
Comme j'ai souligné à Cologne l'an dernier, le dialogue interreligieux et interculturel entre chrétiens et musulmans.
As I underlined at Cologne last year, interreligious and intercultural dialogue between Christians and Muslims cannot be reduced to an optional extra. It is, in fact, a vital necessity on which, in large measure, our future depends. In a world marked by relativism and too often excluding the transcendence and universality of reason, we are in great need of an authentic dialogue between religions and between cultures, capable of assisting us in a spirit of fruitful cooperation to overcome all the tensions together. Continuing then the work undertaken by my predecessor, Pope John Paul II, I sincerely pray that the relations of trust which have developed between Christians and Muslims over several years will not only continue, but will develop further in a spirit of sincere and respectful dialogue, based on ever more authentic reciprocal knowledge, which with joy recognizes the religious values that we have in common, and with fairness respects the differences.
Non seulement se poursuivre.
Pope Benedict continued to say that interreligious and intercultural dialogue is a necessity for building together the world of peace and fraternity ardently desired by all people of goodwill, and that the lessons of the past must help us to seek paths of reconciliation in order to live with respect for the identity and freedom of each individual, with a view to fruitful cooperation in the service of all humanity.
Comme le déclarait le pape Jean-Paul II, dans son discours mémorable aux jeunes à Casablanca au Maroc.
As Pope John Paul II said in his memorable speech to young people at Casablanca in Morocco, respect and dialogue require reciprocity in all spheres, especially in that which concerns basic freedoms, more particularly religious freedom. They favor peace and agreement between peoples. Dear friends, I am profoundly convinced that in the current world situation, it is imperative that Christians and Muslims engage with one another in order to address the numerous challenges that present themselves to humanity, especially those concerning the defense and promotion of the dignity of the human person and of the rights ensuing from that dignity. Dear friends, I pray with my whole heart that the merciful God will guide our steps along the paths of an ever more authentic mutual understanding. At this time, when for Muslims the spiritual journey of the month of Ramadan is beginning, I address to all of them my cordial good wishes, praying that the Almighty may grant them serene and peaceful lives. May the God of peace fill you with the abundance of his blessings, together with the communities that you represent.
After concluding his remarks, Pope Benedict met briefly and exchanged words privately with each of those present. I'm Chris Altieri.